About 100 people are packed into a hangar at the Flagstaff Airport. They're here for a forum on the new minimum wage. And a lot of them are voicing concerns and even fears.
Well, it's pretty scary because, you know, we have to raise prices. Otherwise, I'll go out of business.
That's Winnie Hansif. She owns two breweries in Flagstaff.
We would definitely have to change the way we do business. And that would effectively mean probably cutting out the way we do service. As far as servers coming to your table, it's just too much too fast. It's just too hard to grasp.
People are worried about the ripple effect of the wage increase through the local economy. It's not just bars and restaurants. It could also impact things like childcare costs, nonprofits, and even gym memberships. Julie Pastrick is the CEO of the Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce.
Business owners and consumers, residents who are all living here, are really concerned about raising prices. The cost of living will rise in a town that's already very high cost of living.
That high cost of living is exactly why Joe Bader thinks the increase is necessary. He's part of the Flagstaff Living Wage Coalition, a group that was instrumental in pushing the pay raise initiative.
We passed this higher minimum wage to address the issue of poverty and low wages in Flagstaff. Instead of some people having to work three or four jobs, maybe they could work just two jobs in order to try to survive here.
One of Bader's favorite coffee shops is Fire Creek, a local cafe that will be affected by the increase. Bader says higher wages enhance public health and reduce social issues associated with poverty, like child abuse and domestic violence. He thinks the business community's panic is simply unfounded.
It's a challenge when rent goes up. It's a challenge when the price of coffee goes up. It's a challenge when the price of restaurant supplies in general go up. I mean, it's tough being a business person. You have to anticipate a lot of things. Wages is one of them.
Mike Funk sits at the next table and wants in on the conversation. He owns the cafe, and even though he supports the idea of a wage increase, he's worried about its real-world effects.
The fear among the local independent restaurateurs is that maybe not all of the people who voted for this will go support them and pay 15, 20, 25% more. The fear from the hourly workers who receive tips is that people will think they're making enough money and not tip them so much.
Marty King gets some of those tips. He's an assistant manager at Fire Creek. He supports the increase and is equally concerned it might affect local businesses. But he's hopeful it won't be as catastrophic as a lot of people think.
Hopefully, increased wages translates to increased sales in the service industries. I think it'll be a drastic adjustment period, though, this next year. And if we can weather that, then I'm sure that by 2021, everything will be fine.
That's the year the $15 an hour wage will be completely phased in. The state's wage increase from $8.05 to $12 an hour will go into effect the year before, so no matter what, employers will have to adjust to higher labor costs. The question remains, though, whether the gap between those numbers will be a breaking point for some local businesses. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.